Marijuana, a topic that is extremely touchy in 2019. Is it helpful? Harmful? Many people believe that it can be helpful for eligible people.
Others believe that the government shouldn't be regulating what we use, and others believe that it can be very harmful when used the wrong way. Out of all these different opinions, what's yours?
What are the risks for using this drug?
So I don't think marijuana is a bad drug. I mean, it's kind of just a drug.
Since medical marijuana helps people, do you think it should be legal for eligible young adults?
Yes, if somebody needs it and it would help them feel better and feel more normal, then it should be.
When you were of the legal age, would you try this drug?
Yes.
Why?
There's really no side effects to it, except for slower brain, but I mean, it's kind of just a peaceful, calming drug.
Do you think that marijuana is good or bad for you?
I think it has a neutral effect that, I mean, you can smoke and not have any effect, but just be high for a little bit, be a little slower.
What are the benefits of marijuana? What are the benefits of marijuana?
I think benefits would be like a pain release, stress reliever. I don't know, my pain's not working right now.
What are your opinions on the drug?
My opinion is that I got nothing negative against it, and it could help if somebody needs it.
Why do you think people use this?
I think people smoke weed because it helps them relax if they have anxiety or if they're stressful. Maybe they get stressed out a lot in school.
Have you seen this being used?
Yes.
Do you know any stereotypes of people that use this drug?
I mean, yeah, maybe people that are just like laid back, chill, and don't give a shit.
Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
I wouldn't say so because there are medical uses for it.
Do you think this drug should be legal?
Yes, it should be because of the medical reasons, and there's been no deaths off of them.
Do you think that marijuana is a gateway drug?
I believe in certain terms it can be a gateway drug, but in others it can't.
Do you think this drug should be legal?
I believe it should be legal under certain circumstances.
Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
According to science, no.
Do you think this drug should be legal?
Yes.
Why?
Because it can help our society.
How?
It can help with everything.
All right, thank you. Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
I think it depends on the individual. I think it potentially can be. However, I also think that some individuals do not succumb to that.
Okay, do you think this drug should be legal?
I do not think it should be legal because of its psychoactive tendencies that it can impact individuals.
Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
I do not.
Okay. Do you think this drug should be legal?
I do.
Why?
Because it has some good effects, but it also does have bad effects, and it being classified as a class 5 drug is absurd.
Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
No.
Do you think this drug should be legal?
Yes.
Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
Definitely not.
Do you think this drug should be legal?
Yes.
Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think it should be legal?
Illegal?
No, legal.
Yes, I think so.
Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
Sure.
Should it be legal? Yes.
What do you think are the side effects?
Do you think marijuana is a gateway drug?
Yes.
Okay, we need to do our outro.
Do you think it should be legal?
Only for like some uses. Now for a marijuana discussion.
Did you know that cannabis can affect the teenage brain in a variety of ways?
Yes, there are many short-term effects like severe anxiety, causing panic attacks, psychosis, paranoia, hallucinations, and loss of sense of personal identity. There are also many long-term effects like a decline in your IQ, poor school performance, and higher chance of dropping out, lower life satisfaction and addiction, and potential development for opiate abuse.
Large amounts of research backs this theory up, but what does this really mean? Marijuana can affect your overall ability to mature. As your brain is developing, it is supposed to strengthen executive functions as well as emotional self-control. Pot can disrupt these processes. It can play a crucial role in wiring the brain. Throughout life, they regulate sleep, memory, appetite, and movement. This theory has been tested on both rats and people. It has been proven through these tests that weed can affect the brain. A person not under the influence compared to a person under the influence of marijuana are very different. Yes, it has also been proven that weed can help people with certain things. However, it is more important to focus on the negatives about it because there are more short-term and long-term effects.
There are a lot of negative effects of marijuana.
There's also a lot of positive effects.
There are many negative effects of marijuana.
There are also positive effects.
One risk is gum disease. Smoking cannabis increases the risk.
Marijuana is legal in 29 states, so that's why it is kind of still good because it's at least legal.
Testicular cancer. A 2015 review and meta-analyze of three earlier studies found the frequency of long-term marijuana use may increase the risk of developing testicular cancer, but more evidence is needed to confirm this.
You could use CBD, which doesn't get you high, and still has the positive effects of pain relief and muscle relaxing.
Reduce brain functions. Research found the regular cannabis user who starts before they were 15 years old did not score as well on brain tests as their corporates who began using cannabis later in life.
Many doctors use cannabis for pain relief and PTSD, so that's why it's one of the big positives.
Many people have different opinions on marijuana. You decide with all the interviews and information what you think about this drug.
Where the food at?